tumura once from this korban oshim. What happened then was behumam, and then this behema oshim became a balmum, so he couldn't use it anymore. He couldn't use this behemas. He couldn't use it anymore. And what he did was v'chiluloi alacher. So he took another behema, and he said, now instead of that behemas chulum, that should be my oshim. I want this new behema now to be the oshim. And what happened was, even this new behemas oshim he lost. And v'nischaper, he brought another korban oshim, a third behemah, he set aside for his korban oshim. And that's the one he actually brought for his kapara. And then they found the one that was lost, the middle one they found. So that's a tam, that's a good korban. So first it was hufresh for korban oshim. But now that the owner was nischaper b'yachar, the lacha is v'nitik li'ela, that behemah's oshim now comes out to be a korban ela. The question is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, could the owner now take this korban oil that he has and make tumura from it onto a behemus, onto a chulin? So we'll soon see what the shaila is. Omer Abayis, Abayis says, let's see, what is your shaila? What's Rabbi Avin's shaila over here? If you want to tell me now, beis gufim, ukudu shachas, the shaila could be, maybe according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only the same behemah. When you make tumura off it once, you can't make it a second time. But maybe when you have two different gufim, like over here, the first famous ashram became a bamum. So you set aside a second one for that first carbon. It's another guf. So even though, let's say, without the end of the story that I got lost and came to an eilam, but stam, the fact it's a different guf, even though it had the same kedushas ashram, but if you want to stam say a shayla, base gufim kedushachas, tiboyilei, that's your shayla, so you say, you could ask the shayla, beloy mischaprim. You didn't have to finish off the story that even the second one got lost and he brought a third one, and now the second one comes out to be a korban oila. What do you have to come on to that for? Claire, even before you lost the second one, you amafrished the first korban oshim, you made tumur off it, but it became a balmum. And now you mechalo that oshim onto a second oshim. So the second korban oshim now, true, it has the same kedusha as the first one, but it's another goof. So that alone should be a shalom. Maybe according to Rabbi Shimon, you could make tumur off this korban because it's a new behema. So then you don't have to have the case that it changed over and got lost into a carbon oil. Elamai ibes kedushas. If your shalom should be no, the fact now the animal has a different kedusha on it, the fact that before it was an oshim and now it came to be a carbon oil, is of the group echod, even though it's the same animal, can ask the shalom, then tiboyil b'loy humam. Could have asked the same shalom even though it did become a balmum. In the case it could have been with Sam, you mafreshed his carbon oshim and then you lost it. So you were mafrish another korban oshim instead, and you brought that one, and then you found the first one. So the first one now changes over from a kedusha sosim into a kedusha oila. Now it's a korban oila. So you could ask the same shal on that alone, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yechanan, could you make tamura now? So what do you have to say the case is that two things happened to it. The first original korban oshim came about mum, and then you were mafrish a new one, and then that one got lost, that one changed into a korban oila. Shemash, your shalom is when you have now two gufim and two kedushas. So Mar says true. Mar says Rav Avin chodo migu chodo kimi boyle. Yes, one shalom which has to do with the next shalom. And really, it's like this. V'im tim slam if you want to say v'im tim tzolema shnei gufim or kedusha achas loy. If you want to tell me, even though it has two gufim, but since it has the same kedusha, meaning to say, with the first korban oshim came about mum. And then you were mafresh, you go on to another, you set aside another korban oshim for it. So the second one now, even though it's a new goof, but since it has still the same kedushas oshim, maybe no, maybe kontra b'shim, and you cannot make tamur on it anymore. Mishum, tibihi kedusha, hu, eimabo, because without kedusha of an oshim, use it out already. Maybe that's the swan Rabbi Shimon, that on this kedusha of a korban oshim, it only has a class to make tamur once, and since you use it out already, even though now it's a new korban that's become your oshim, but since it's the same kedusha, you can't do it. So that's your shalom, I can't do it a second time. If so, shnei gufim, or shnei kedusha smal teiku. That's why he went to the shalom right away. What's going to be in a case like this case? We have two different animals, two gufim, and also shnei kedushas. And that's this case where first you had a korban oshim, and you took off tumur off it, and then it became a balmum, and then you were mafresh, you were machalad onto another korban oshim, and then that korban oshim got lost, and then you brought a different one. So now that second korban changes over to be a korban eila. So now there are two reasons to say maybe why you couldn't make tmura now on this korban now, the second one. Because first of all, it's a different goof than the first animal, and also it has a different kedusha. The first one you made tmura from was a korban oshem, and this one now changed over to be a korban ela. So that's yishayla, maybe you could make tmura. Or else still maybe no, maybe still according to Rabbi Yochanan you can't make tmura. Because the ma'isa still, it started out, first you had this korban oshem, that was the first kedusha, the ikon kedusha. From since that became a ba'amum, you had to be mechalad on to a second one. But that chilul still came from the first one. So it's still called the hemshek of the first one. And even though the first one now changes over the korban into a second one, the came into an oshem, comes into an oilah, but it's all called the continuation from the first one, that's still yishal, and maybe you can't make tmur a second time. So teku, that was about in shal, and he blies with a teku. Lishnach, mean another way to say the shal is like this. Boy, Rav Avin asked a question like this. The Rav Yechon, according to Rav Yechon, the Yom, that he says, Ein mamirin, because the mamirin. According to Rav Shimon, he can't make tmur a second time. That's going to be hifrish osrim l'schapa boim. You set aside a korban osrim for kaporo. For heima boim, you made tmura once. For umam, it became a ba'amum. For chilu wa ya'alacha, you redeemed it onto another boim instead. So that became a korban osrim now, instead of the first one. So clearly, ma'ar shi'yasa v'yema. Vasa locha, can you make tmura now on the second one? Since it's a different goof, could you make tmura on it? Nishapa b'yoshim achar. There's another shayla. What's going to be where the first korban oshem got lost, and you set aside a second one, and now you found the first one, so it came to be a korban olamahu. Shayasav yema, the same goof, but since it has a new kedusha now, could you make tumur on it now? So Rabbi Abaye says, Haikami boyle, this is yishayla, that kedusha acheres b'yoysa goof. So this is Zomar Abaye says, Hodin Kami Boyle, this is Yeshayla, that E Kedusha Acheris B'yayse Aguf Leni Boy Human. If he is in Yeshayla, that Kedusha, different Kedusha in this Guf, just on the fact that the Kedusha changed over into Korban Olam, suddenly Leni Boy Human, you don't have to say the first one became a Ba'amum, even though it didn't become a Ba'amum. Just the fact that it got lost and you brought a different one, and then you found the first one that can make it into a Korban Olam. So you don't have to say Huma B'chilloi B'yachar. If you want to set the same goof with the same kedusha, you don't have to say it a kapora with another roshim. A real gesher should be iguf achar. If you want to say the kshalu is by two different goofim, iguf achar, b'yosek kedusha with the same kedusha though. There's just the fact there's a different korban now, different animal. Then learn yiboy neschapa b'yoshem achar. You don't have to say neschapa with another roshim. Just time, you set aside one korban oshem and became a ba'amum, now you have a second one. You said, Loni boy, v'neschata v'yoshem achir, you don't have to have a kapora with another oshem. So my answer is again the same answer. For a vav and hatay yuchod, the migu chod k'meboyle, he has to question one for another one. It's like this, humam v'chiru loy alacha mahu, sheyachsev yomer, that in case for the first one became a ba'amum. So you mechal on to a second one. The second one, actually, it's a different goof, but that's the same kedusha. Mi aminadu say biyoshem rishon udi ein chayzu meimor. Only on the first korban you can't do it a second time. Aval beguf acha, but a second korban right now. Afagav the kodesh oisa kedusha, even though it has the same kedusha as the first one, they're both the korban oshem chayzu meimor. Maybe even according to Rabbi Yochanan's pshat and Rabbi Shimon, you could make a second tamura because it's a new korban, it's a new goof. Or do we maybe know? Kol b'yosek kedusha in chayzu meimor. Since it's the same kedusha, he can't make tmura a second time. It's still as a locha used up its keich of kedusha of tmura once. He can't do it a second time. So if that would be the pshat, v'yim tim tzloima ha'den guf achar kivon the b'yosek kedusha koyim en chayzu meimor, even though it's another guf. But since Kol Zaman only had the same kedusha as the korban oshem as the first one, he can't make tmura a second time. Are you allowed to make now tomorrow on this korban olam now? Me, I mean, one source, do we say? When can you make tomorrow a second time? How do you mean one? Was that said only? B'yoysi haguf, b'yoysi kedusha. Ah, b'yoysi haguf, at the same guf, b'kedusha acheres. Here in the case, where the behemoth first had a kedushas oshem on it, and you lost it, and you brought another korban instead, and now when you found the first one that has a kedushas oiler on it, maybe chayzer or meimer, since it has another kedusha now, the new kedusha gives it its own curve to make tumurah, you could make one more time tumurah, or then we maybe know. Afa kedusha cheres, even though it has another kedusha, kivun the yisra gufu, since the mice is still the same guf for the korban. The same animal, just at the beginning of the animal, had a kedushas oshem on it. And when you lost it and brought another one, so now when you find that it has a kedushas oila, maybe still ain't chayzer meimer, so teiku, that's a shayla. So get to buy the teiku, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you can make tmura on these type of korbanos. Is this called a tmura a second time, or maybe no, it's still called like a new type of kedusha now, a new behemoth now, maybe you could make a tmura. Hadig Mar says, on the Rishu ben Levi, Hegdish Rishon Moisav Chaimish. Halacha is when you poyder, when you redeem Hegdish, so if you magdish it, and when you poyder it, you Moisav Chaimish. But the Chiddush is, V'yein Hegdish Sheini Moisav Chaimish. If it's a second Hegdish, then you're not Moisav Chaimish on it. So Rashi has two pshatim, and one pshat Rashi says, Fainu Hegdish Sheini Kugoyin Shumam Arishon, where the first Beinom became a Balmum, you mechal onto another behemoth. There the high acha, the second one now is called the hegdish sheni, is taken over at the first kedusha. If you mechal onto the second one, become a balmum, and you want to be mechal onto it, you don't have to be moisav chaimish on it. And Rashi says the tumura nami have a hegdish sheni. You make tumura, and then the tumura becomes a balmum, and you want to be poyder it. Also, that's called the hegdish sheni. You will not have to be moisav chaimish. That's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's chiddush. That Hegdish Rishon is Moisav Chaimish and not Hegdish Sheni. Omer Papa, my time to Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. What's the reason of Rabbi Shuv ben Levi? My time to Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. Omer Kro, the Pesach says, V'yim ha-magdish yigoyel ez beisoy, v'yosef chamishis. So the idea is, magdish v'loy matris. Only the first one that's magdish it, then if when you be poyder it, you have to be Moisav Chaimish. But not if you matzvahs to Kedusha, meaning there was Kedusha ready, and you're just taking that Kedusha and putting it onto a second animal. That's called the Hegdish Sheni, whether it's through Tumura, whether the first one became a Ba'amum that you matzvahs onto the second one, it's not, you don't have to be Moisav HaChemish. Boy Rav Avin, Rabban is the Shalai, this Boy Rav Avin, what's going to be? Hifrish Oshom Neschapa Boy, you set aside a Korban Oshom for Kapora. For Humam, and then it became a Ba'amum. And you redeemed it, and you were Meisav HaChemish on it. V'chilulai. You were Meisav HaChemish, and you were paid to it. V'chilulai chaveiroi. And you were paid to it now, or guess it should be really, that again, you were Mafresh and Oshem, and it became a Balmum, and first you were Matfis on the Kedusha to another Behema, and then you went to be paid to the first one. Now the Shailer is, and then in between the second one got lost, and you brought a third korban, and you mechapa on the third one. For nitig zeliyera, now the second one now, that was at fossa from the first one, became a korban oila. So shalev now, this korban oila becomes a balmum, and you want to be paid to it, mal shi yosef olav chaymish. Do you have to be yosef chaymish or not? Maybe it's not called a hegdish sheni anymore, because it's not a sheni of the korban oshem, but maybe it's still like a new a korban a hegdish rishon, because this is the first time it has a kedusha oiler on it. That's a shaila. This korban oiler right now, since the kedusha comes machmas the first oshem, maybe it's still called a hegdish sheni that you don't have to eat a chaimish, or maybe no, it's called a hegdish rishon as the first time it has a kedusha oiler on it, then maybe you would have to be moist of a chaimish. So Rabbaya says, Rabbaya, my coming boy, what's your shayla? Each negufin, the shayla is by two different gufin. Ukdusha achat has the same kedusha coming boy lay. Is that called the hegdish sheni or not? Then tiboy yes the shayla, the loyness chaper. We did not lose it. Just then, the first one became bamum, and you marked us the kedusha onto a second behemoth, since it's a second guf. Maybe that's not called hegdish sheni, that's called like hegdish rishon, then maybe you do have to be moisav chaimish. Or else, each day, if you want to tell me, no, Yishalim was each day Kedushas, the Gufach, or even the same animal, but when it changes from Kedushas Oshem to Kedushas Oila, maybe that's called the Kedusha Hegdish Rishon, that you would have to be Moisif, coming below, that's Yishalim. Is that called the Hegdish Rishon, or maybe no, that's also called the Hegdish Sheini? And so then, Tiboy, you should ask Yishalim, in the case where it wasn't the Balmum. Stam, you were makdish a korban for noshim, you lost it, you brought a different one, and then you find the first one. So what's the halacha? So Moritz says, for Rav Avin, chod migo chod kum borla. Yes, really, one which has to do with the other one. Really, it's like two separate shalas here. That's real. An intim slain, if you want to say like this, they meant to ask like this. Intim slain, if you want to tell me that shnei gufin the kedusha achas. When you have two animals here, shnei gufin with the same kedusha, loy, you would not have to be meisur lechaimish. That's called the hegdishaini, even though the shnei gufin. But since it's the same kedusha, mishum debehi kedusha itusaba chodizimna chaimish. Because on this kedushas osham, you already once gave a chaimish. So now when you pointing it like you machal it onto another korban osham, since it's the same kedusha, that's called the hegdishaini. You would not have to be meisur lechaimish. So if you want to tell me that way, then what's going to be shnei gufin? We have two different gufin. We have two different animals, but it's shnei kedushas. We're now the Kedusha changed from a Korban Oshman to a Korban Ola. My, what's the law here? Is that called the Hegdish Sheini? Because still it's a continuation from the first one. Or maybe no, since Lamaisa changes over and this is the first time it has a Kedusha's Ola on it, so maybe that's called the Hegdish Rishon, that now when that becomes a Bamu and you want to be part of it, you have to be Maisa Bechaimish, so take her. That's a good Shaila. That's a good Shaila. What is called the Hegdish Sheini? Or maybe no, this considered the Hegdish Rishon, since it's the first time it has a Kedusha's Ola on it, so now you would have to be Maisa B'chemish. Lishnach Rin, another Lush, another way to say the same Shalom is like this. That the boy Rav Avin, Rav Avin has a Shalom like this. What's going to be Hifrish Osom, you said it's had a Korban Osom, Lishchapa boy, to have Kapara from it. Vumam, and the first Osom came about Mum. Vachir Ulay Alacher, right away you were Matfis, another Baim instead of this one. And then when you came to redeem the first one, you were Maisa B'chemish, you attacked Maisa B'chemish on the first one. Now what happened was the second one got lost, and the schapo biyoshem achar, you brought a third korban, and that's the one you had the kapara from. And now when you find the second one, you find the one that got lost. Venitik zeloela, that one changed to be a korban oila now. That's a lach an oshem that you don't use becomes into an oila. So now when this oila becomes a balmum and you want to be paid to it, you want to redeem it. Mal shiyes of olav chemish, what's lachdiyati meisav chemish on it or not? That was the shaila. So in this Omer Abaye says, Hodin kami boilei, what is Yishai? Let's explain it. What's Yishai over here? I kedusha acheris b'yoseguf kami boilei. If Yishai was that when this kedushas osham changes over, which becomes the kedushas oila, is that called the hegdish shen or hegdish rishin? If that's Yishai, then learn yiboilei humam. You don't have to say what became a balmun. Stam, you can say the osham got lost and you brought another one, and then you find it, so it became into an oila. That's the shal over there, and then that becomes a balmum. When you poider it, is it called the hegdish rishon or hegdish sheni? I guf echod b'yosek kedusha. If the shal is only with the same guf that has the same kedusha, v'chil loy alachar, then the first one became a balmum, and you mechal on the second one. That the shal is now mashi yosef olav chaimish. Since it's another guf, the yati moisef chaimish inat. Mi arminu do I say b'yoshem kamo hudu moisef? Only on the first Oshim he took off a Chaimish once. Ava beguf achar, but on the second guf, the second korbin, afagav the claim b'yesa kedusha, even though it still has its atfosa, it still has the kedusha's Oshim on it, maybe Moisev Chaimish, maybe you would have to Moisev Chaimish. Since it's another guf, it's another animal, maybe on this animal is always considered like a hegdish rishon. Or else the Moisev Dach 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 Yudna.